From Capital Broadcasting Company, this is WRAL Out and About. I am your host, Kathy Hanrahan. This is a podcast about bringing people together. And I've lived in North Carolina long enough to know that barbecue is what brings us together. And today we're going to be chatting with one of the new owners of Wilbur's Barbecue. Now, Wilbur's has been around since the 1960s, served many famous people, presidents, politicians, and it unfortunately closed last March. When the Department of Revenue seized the property due to some tax liens. But some investors came in and decided they wanted to revive the whole restaurant. We're so excited. They've been working on renovating it and getting it ready, and we're hopeful that it'll be opening sometime this year. So I'm going to be chatting with Willis Underwood, one of the new owners of Wilbur's Barbecue. Take a listen. So I am here with Willis Underwood, from Wilbur's Barbecue. To tell me more about what's the process been since you guys took over Wilbur's Barbecue late last year?
Well, we have gone through and making some construction repairs as well as getting everything ready for a grand opening, hopefully sooner than later. And so that is entailed lots of hard work from the whole team. So it appears we're finally coming to the end of the construction phase, and we're looking forward to getting everything open.
So why did you want to save this? I mean, obviously Wilbur's is iconic. What prompted you to save this wonderful business?
Well, we just felt like it was a part of the fabric of North Carolina and known far and wide for sure, and it was worth saving this part of history as well as the heritage of cooking whole hog over oak wood. And it's an art that is worth preserving and has been going on for many years, and It was just worth saving.
So you're from Goldsboro, correct?
That is correct. Born and raised here in Goldsboro, and always had a passion for barbecue. I'm actually a North Carolina certified pork judge and cooked many pigs over the years with families and friends. And just real excited about the whole process.
So you had been going to Wilbur's, you know, pretty much throughout your whole life. So it was something you were connected to?
That is correct. That is exactly right. It's always been near and dear to not only myself, but the whole community. It's been a meeting place for many years. And whether it's politics or Rotary or family after church, it's just always been there, and it's a beacon in the community.
So what can people expect from the remodel? You said you had a lot to do on the inside. What can people, is it going to look a little different, a little fresher maybe?
Well, we hope it looks fresher, but we're trying to keep the heart and soul of the restaurant that everybody's grown fond of over the years. And we've just gone in there and kind of done a deep cleaning and done a few repairs that were needed. And but as I said, keeping the heart and soul, and I think everybody would be pleasantly surprised with the changes we have made.
The Out and About podcast will be right back. We are back with Willis Underwood of Wilbur's Barbecue. What kind of setbacks have you faced with the coronavirus? Has it affected your plans at all?
Well, of course, it's a concern of ours, but it might be a blessing in disguise, as we didn't open to close, and it allows us a little bit of breathing room to get everything just right and to open up with a new vigor, and it has affected our plans a little bit, but we're not letting it diminish our plans.
Mm-hmm. Has it been an issue with getting permits or getting, I mean, have you struggled on the building side? I always wonder if that's affected by what's going on, because so many things are just shutting down and it's harder to get people out there.
Well, not at this time. I mean, we've been working on this for over a year as far as getting permits, and we've got community support. And so everything has been moving right along, knock on wood. Mm-hmm. So, we're excited about coming to the end of the construction phase and getting everything up and running.
So what is the next step?
The next step would be to get the construction completed, mm-hmm. and to get a certificate for occupancy, and then start getting some staff in and training them and getting everything formulated, so we'll try not to have any stumbles or hiccups when we finally do open.
Do you anticipate being able to open, even if, you know, being doing takeout, if that's still the situation in our state? Because we never know when things are going to kind of change with our stay-at-home orders and everything. Do you anticipate possibly a takeout option?
Oh, certainly, yes. Takeout's always been a main part of Wilbur's over the years, and our team has gotten together. We get together at least once weekly and discuss whether it's construction or the corona or whatever might be affecting us as a whole. And we have devised, you know, some strategies, and think we have everything in place to handle whatever situation comes our way. So we're real excited, and takeout is a strong part of it.
So are you hoping for a spring opening or a summer opening? We're hoping in at least 2020. We're hoping this year, right?
Well, sure. We're going ahead with we're opening up in the spring of this year, and perhaps a May opening, but we'll just have to see what time tells. That's for sure. But we'll be ready to serve the community in whatever form that is, whether it's takeout or hopefully perhaps we'll be able to have folks inside the restaurant. But as you pointed out, it changes every day.
It does. I mean, it really changes so much. So businesses are really able to adapt, and you're in a unique position because you haven't opened yet. So you're kind of in that position of kind of, you know, making the adjustments before you open the doors. So we wish you guys all the best. I'm so excited for when you do open. We'll definitely come out and get some takeout if we have to, or dine in. But I really appreciate your time today.
Well, sure. I appreciate it a lot. And it's always a delight to speak with you, and look forward to seeing you down here in Wayne County. We have a lot going on, whether it's downtown or Wilbur's or just the community as a whole. We've all come together during this situation in time.
I want to thank Willis for chatting with me today. I love talking about barbecue and getting ready for a new restaurant opening. This has been the Out and About Podcast, a production of the CBC Podcast Network. Please make sure to take a listen to our other podcasts if you haven't heard them. We are doing a daily podcast during the week during this coronavirus pandemic. Follow us on social media, WREL Out and About on all platforms. Have a great weekend, guys.